Now we come to Psalm 74. Now, again, the temple is before us here, and the temple is being profaned. It's a maschil psalm, not of David now, but of Asaph. He was a Levite and a musician in the tabernacle. Now, will you listen to him? O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why have you done that? And then he cries out, remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Now we're talking about geography, and it must be that land over there and that people. Now will you notice, lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly, where? In the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their banners for sign. Now what happened? Well, Jerusalem has been profaned. It's been profaned several times. And it was profaned when there came into it Titus Epiphanes, the Syrian, in the line of one of the generals of this man, Alexander the Great, the family that was given the nation of Syria. Now, he came down, we're told, poured the broth of a sow all over the holy vessels and put up a statue of Apollo there. And that was called by Daniel an abomination in the 8th chapter of Daniel. Then, later on, Titus the Roman came. The Lord Jesus told about him in the Olivet Discourse that's recorded in the Gospel of Luke. So that twice now, there has been this abomination. And Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. And I do not know that he profaned it other than he just burnt the thing to the ground. He destroyed it completely. Now, this looks forward also to another day that's coming when the temple will be rebuilt and again it will be profaned in that day that's yet to come. And this is a cry to God that he will deliver his people. And you can imagine how discouraged they must have been when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple and burned the city. Now, will you notice this? In spite of all of that, the godly remnant, verse 12, for God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Then down to verse 18. Now, here are some wonderful verses. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. The enemy has taken us, and there are a lot of the nation Israel been very foolish. They haven't turned to God. But the remnant, now listen, O deliver not the soul of thy turtledove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. O God, save us even in the midst of all of this trouble. And looks forward to that day. And no matter how bad your trouble is, friends, I do not know what it is, but whoever you are, wherever you are, however you are, whenever you are, he'll deliver you. He says he will. He's delivered his people in lots worse states than we've been in, and in the future, he's going to do even a better job of it. Verse 22, arise, O God, plead thine own cause. It's again a call to God to move in victory and a prayer that recognizes that.